This morning we have a number of preachers. How good is that? So we'll be here till about 3 p.m. Yeah, on my own, yeah. Okay, now at the end of our sermon, so to speak, there's going to be an opportunity to pray for one or all of our preachers. So this is just a heads up, okay? So coming up, guys, grab a seat, and I have some yum-yums here. Because, you know, you need sustenance as you're doing this hard stuff. Oh, you can be a thorn between two roses. Right, okay. Now, I'd like you guys to start off, and you guys are very brave. I just want to affirm your braveness. It's sitting up here in front of everyone. I know it's not easy. But I'd like to start by introducing yourselves, okay? So maybe you could just give your name, your school, your favourite food, and when you last changed your socks.
Rachel, my name is Rachel. I go to New Plymouth Girls High School, and I last changed my socks this morning.
Oh, that's good. Very, yeah, are you sure?
My name is Ella, and I go to New Plymouth Girls High School, and I changed my socks this morning.
My name is Devlin. I go to New Plymouth Girls High School, and I changed my socks this morning.
You didn't actually have to answer that, guys.
I'm Jacob. I go to New Plymouth Boys, and I've had my fate for 17 years.
You hold on to it. Very good. Now, on Easter Thursday, lots of us here gathered in the pouring rain. I'm not sure if you remember that. The pouring rain to come in for our service of the shadows on Thursday before Easter. How about you guys? What were you guys up to?
Well, down at Easter camp, a group of us gathered in the harsh elements, and we battled them and lost. No, we were down in fielding at Manfield Park for our Easter camp, and the weather wasn't great, but it was fun.
Cool. So, camp. It'd be good to hear just a bit about what it was like. Where did you sleep? What was the maybe Devlin, you could say, you know, what, you know, did you have, like, you know, 5-star accommodation? What was the food like? What was a typical day like? So maybe the three of you girls could answer those ones. Take your pick. Mm. What was camp like?
Well, from we went combined with Central Baptist Church as well, so there were 20 of us in total, and more girls than boys, 12 maybe, and we all slept in one tent.
Just the girls.
We all slept in one tent, which was extremely crowded. It was rather uncomfortable nights, and the rain was, well, it didn't hinder us so much. We kept dry enough. The food, yeah, pretty average. It was every morning it's porridge, cornflakes, and rice bubbles, and you get a bit sick of that, but food is food. Yeah.
What did a typical sort of day look like, Ella?
You kind of got up at around 7, 8 o'clock, and you went and had breakfast, and then you came back, and we had our morning session, and that usually involved, like, the worship and a speaker, and then you'd go into small group times with, like, girls and boys separately. And then you had some free time just to get together with your youth group and spend some time with them, and then you had your lunch, and generally in the afternoon they did either, like, sporting tournaments with, like, football or rugby, and they also had some, like, really good speakers in the village in the afternoons. And then we had dinner and another nighttime session, and that was really neat. The nighttime sessions were great, and after that they did, like, more games and more sports, so, like, you're pretty full on for the whole day. Yeah.
That sounds really full on. Mm-hmm. Was there one thing about during the day that... What was your favourite thing from during the day?
I really enjoyed the nighttime sessions just because the worship was absolutely amazing and we had some really good speakers and they told some, like, really powerful messages. So it was really fun to hear those.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How about you? Well, how about the others? What was your one favourite thing that you got up to, like the fun sort of stuff?
I really enjoyed the top team.
Tell us about top. Top Town?
Top Town.
What? Tell us about Top Town. What was that about?
Well, all the youth groups. There's about 46 youth groups that were there at Easter Camp. We were probably one of the smallest, being only like 20 people. And you go around and you have a series of like different like sporting events. So we had a big water slide to go down and see how many people you can get down in the fastest time. We had a slingshot thingy. We had to like slingshot like sponges to like, other people and like fill up a bucket, which was really cool. We also had a newspaper tower. They had to build a tower of newspaper and tape. Which do we win?
We
had the highest tower.
So you do all these activities and like you add up points and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what happened at the end of it?
We won. Yeah, so it was really cool because the scorekeepers scored out of 5 for like team spirit and a whole bunch of other stuff as well, and we got 5 out of 5 every single time.
Oh, nice.
Which
nice.
Is real awesome, eh?
Very good. What about you, Jacob? What was your, you know, one most favourite thing apart from
don't quite agree with some of the things that have been said here. I actually had to share a tent with 2 other guys, and being all the rain that was coming through during the days, they decided to leave the door open, and all my stuff was right by the door. So I had wet clothes for a couple of days. I was actually stoked with the porridge in the morning. It was one of my highlights. I actually taught people how to eat the porridge properly and the correct procedure with the amount of milk you need to put on and the sugar.
Did it involve a spoon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then also I had to get up at 6:30 in the morning, have a shower, and then go to the leaders' meeting. And then I was also the last one to go to bed because all the leaders decided to go to bed before everyone else in the youth group was asleep. So I got to play the grumpy uncle and get everyone to go to sleep.
Good luck with that. So it sounds like you guys are pretty much hanging out from Thursday through till
Monday.
Now, did you get sick of each other? I mean, you know, like, did Jacob's stench make you weep? Did Deblin ever stop smiling? Did Ella go, like, crazy not kicking a football for a few days? I mean, did Rachel's hair stay in control? What was it like? I mean, you know, you guys, what was it like hanging out together for all that time? What difference has that camp made to you guys hanging out?
Well, you get to see these people when they're tired and grumpy and cold and wet and miserable, and it's not always a pretty sight. But then I also managed to get away from them sometimes and hang out with my other friends, which is fun.
Yeah.
No, it was anything to say on friendships within the group?
No, it was really nice. Because Jacob and I got to be leaders this year, so it was really cool, kind of getting to know the youth group from like sort of like a different perspective of people. Instead of always just being like their friend, you're kind of someone they kind of look up to a bit more. Because you've got that position. But after a few days, this one got a bit... don't even want to talk about you. Nah.
What about you guys? You guys got anything?
No, I didn't get sick of anyone. And it was really cool seeing other people in your youth group, like particularly ones that I'm not so close with, really kind of opening up. Because the atmosphere there was just so friendly, so inviting, and everyone really enjoyed themselves, and it was really cool seeing some people just really opening up to the Lord and expressing themselves in a way that I haven't seen them do that before. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you really don't get sick of those around you because, I don't know, you spend so much time with them and you get to know them a whole lot more and you get to see a different side of them that, like when you go to youth group on Friday night, it's like a lot of fun and you get to do, we did bowling the other day together. But then when you go to Easter camp, you do just like, you spend the whole day with each other and you get to see them in the worship and you get to see them in the sports, and you just really become a lot closer with them because you do so much with them, and it's a really fun experience with them.
Cool. Mm. I always think that's a really neat part of Easter camp, hey? Like being able to deepen those friendships. So that's really cool hearing that, guys. Now, it was Easter camp, wasn't it? So I'm guessing Easter was a bit of a theme of the camp. So what happened? So the Easter, you know, it would tend to be a bit of a talk about God at Easter time. So what was one thing that you learnt about God, or that you were reminded of about God?
I think one of the speakers in particular, which was Zane from Attitude, he really impressed me, and he was a really good speaker. And I think his one was just how much God loves you, like no matter what comes on. And I think he really stressed that point a lot, because he didn't just speak once at the camp. He spoke quite a few times, and his message was like really strong, and I think it affected a lot of people there. And I just think it was really important that everyone there just realized that God's love is there for you, like no matter what, no matter what happens.
Yeah, thanks, Ella. Anyone else? Anything that you learnt about God, or that you're reminded of, that God might have spoken to you about?
We had this one speaker from Canada, I think it was. Was it
Danielle.
She was great. She was a nutter. It was amazing. She was so funny. Like, the way she could communicate to everyone at Easter camp was really amazing, because she, you know, she was so funny and she was so serious at the same time, and the messages that she brought across, and she had like the weirdest stories, but there were always stories that made everyone think a little bit more, like how God works in crazy ways and how, you know, crazy stuff can happen in your life, but, you know, God's still there in the midst of all of that, and in the midst of all that craziness, there's still so much seriousness and love in there. So, like, it was just really great seeing a different kind of speaker. It was really, really good.
Okay. Thanks, Deborah. How about, you know, Rachel or Jake, anything that you learnt about God, or that you're reminded of, or that God spoke to you about?
I, so much this year, I didn't, oh no, I got a lot out of it, but I didn't personally have any massive encounters with God or anything. But I did think on the Saturday, I was quite impressed by the message, kind of that Saturday is normally the day that we tend to forget, it's not so important, but it's the day of waiting, and everyone's, you know, glum, down, Jesus is gone. So I think I got out of that was, you know, there are days where you seem, you're not feeling happy, particularly with school, if you're stressed out or something, and it's just, you know, that you will be rewarded. Like, God died on the cross to save us, and it just makes you realize how there's always a positive that comes out of a negative, and you just got to look at it from a different perspective.
Thanks, Rachel. That's a really good reminder, isn't it? Easter Saturday. Yeah. In the midst of gloom and down and death and despair, that there is hope. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks. You got anything?
Naomi Compton, who was summer pastor here just before Andrew, actually spoke on the Saturday morning, and it was all about being in the waiting room of life, where you don't really know what's going on and you're really confused and lost, but out of the waiting room comes God, and God will bring you out of the waiting room into something so much better.
And you can relate with that?
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Okay. Was there any sort of has there been any sort of difference or change or anything that you want to do differently in life because of camp? Anything that you want to particularly hold on to because of camp?
Well, I think just the fact that, oh, last year particularly, actually, like, they talked about when the, because Easter camp, there's just this atmosphere and it's so full on and there's all this hype and it's like, yay for God. And then when you go back to normal lives, you kind of lose that and sometimes you forget God and what you're doing. So I think just, yeah, being reminded to take God back and involve him in everything and just, like, you know, he can help you with your decisions, like, and you just have him in the back of your mind. Not, it's not always like you're like full on go God, but, you know, just having him there with you all the time rather than just like on Sundays, on Fridays at youth group and church and stuff.
Yeah, great.
And I think also, like, the atmosphere at camp is really vibed and everyone is just praising God and it's a really good, neat experience. And then they really spoke about how when you go back, you don't want to lose that, because they said it's no different worshipping God at Easter camp than it is on Sunday morning. And they said just because you feel real connected at camp doesn't mean you can't feel connected at your church and doesn't mean that you can't be connected in your lives still. Because I think a lot of people go there and they feel real good and then they come back and they don't feel them anymore, or they feel as if there's something different, but there's really not. And I think that's something that coming back from camp, you have to apply to your life, and you have to realize that there's not actually anything different. You just have to go seeking for him. And it might be a bit harder because there's people at your school that aren't Christians, and you're in an atmosphere at camp where everyone is. But I think that coming back, you just have to make an extra effort, and there is no difference worshipping him there than it is here.
Yeah, thanks, Ella. That's a really good point, eh? That, you know, we can worship God anywhere. And whilst, you know, this here, our gathered time together, it's not camp, and home life isn't camp, and school isn't camp. And so there are differences. And so we can't expect it to be the same, but we can still know and worship God, eh, in all those places. So, yeah, that's really awesome. Any, you know, things that you're going to take with you from camp, Devlin?
Well, just kind of adding on to that, I thought it was, we had Zane, and it was really cool when, so when he was speaking about, you know, going back home and stuff, he actually got the people to, like, turn off all, like, the pretty little lights and all the special effects and stuff, and so he just kind of had, like, a normal atmosphere, and he kind of wanted us to, you know, kind of get the feel, like, you know, there's a hype here, but, you know, even when there's no hype, God's still there, and so it was kind of just kind of giving us, like, the reality of, like, because a lot of people feel more connected because you have, like, the real, like, heavy bass or whatever. But that's something I'm definitely going to take back. I've definitely taken back is just kind of keeping connections with, like, your youth group and just, like, all your friends and stuff. And definitely staying with God and staying with the people around you that you've grown close, that you've grown closer to in your youth group, and just kind of helping each other with your walk with God. And it's just, it, you know, so far it's just been really great kind of sharing your experiences with each other and learning with each other, and it's just been really good.
Thanks. Anything for you, Jacob?
Both.
What do you want to say? Anything that you're particularly, that's going to be different for you now? Or that you want to take from camp into the next season of life?
I spent quite a bit of time at the World Vision tent at Easter camp, and that helped to just bring reality to what is actually happening in Malawi, where the famine, 40-hour famine funds are going this year, and just try to get most people from youth group just to go through there and just see what the people there are actually putting up with, and through that, it's going to help me lead the famine at Boys High.
That's awesome. That's great. And what an awesome thing to be able to, you know, keep our, amidst the fun and the hype and stuff, to keep our focus also on those who are in real need, in real desperate need. So that's great leadership. Hey, so last thing, how can we pray for you guys during, over the next coming weeks? Is there, you know, even just one or two words, just really, really quickly?
I just think that we can take what we've learned at camp and apply it back to our lives. Nice. And just not lose it.
Yeah, thanks, Ella. Do you want to go back to
it?
Anyone else?
Oh, you're just not being afraid to be a Christian in your school, I think.
Yep. Great. Cool. Okay. I'm going to throw it open to you guys. Anyone want a couple of people to come and stand up here and pray for these guys? Maybe two or three people? Just really quickly. Just short prayers. Awesome.
Okay. Jesus, thank you for the annual reminder of what you did, the life that you lived amongst us 2,000 years ago, and the culmination of that in your death for us, but the hope of resurrection. And Lord, thank you for the youth group that exists, and for these guys' involvement in it at Central Baptist. Father, I pray that you will continue to use that group and that structure, and that you will build your life into these young people and the lives of all those who come into contact with it, and that the experiences and teaching, but most really the relationship that they gain by loving you and loving one another in the youth group, will shine a light that others want to be attracted to. And just pray that the things that these guys have experienced at Easter camp will continue throughout the coming weeks and months this term.
Lord, thank you for the openness of these young people. It's an inspiration to hear them talk, to tell what they're thinking, what they've experienced. Lord, it's reminded me too of things I need to remember. Lord, I pray that you are with them every day, that your Holy Spirit strengthen them, encourage them, remind them of what they've learnt and heard from you. Lord, that you grow them into strong role models amongst the young people. Lord, bless them, bless their lives. Let them not forget who you are and how powerful you are. Amen.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for the honesty here today. It's not easy as young people to come forward and talk about how they're feeling and how Easter camp impacted their lives. So we thank you for that honesty, and we thank you for the light that they are, and hope that they continue to be in their schools and in their homes. And we just pray that we can support them in their journey. It's not easy being a teenager today, and we just pray that they know that they're not alone, and people here love them and support them.
Amen. Amen. Hey, well, thanks, guys. I do very much agree with Vanessa that it's not easy to share so honestly and personally, but you guys have done great. So thanks heaps, and grab a couple of lollies, and let's give them a big hand, eh?